brought to you by Penguin.
Ascent by Jed Mercurio, read by John Hopkins. Jed Mercurio. Jed Mercurio trained at the University of Birmingham Medical School and practiced as a junior doctor before becoming a full-time writer in 1994. As a writer, producer, and director, his TV credits include the highly successful shows Cardiac Arrest, Bodies, Line of Duty, and Bodyguard, as well as adaptations of Frankenstein and Lady Chatterley's Lover. Mercurio has been described by The Telegraph as the most successful writer working in television today, and by The Independent as the master of British drama. Mercurio is the author of three novels. His first, Bodies, was chosen as one of the five best debuts of 2002 by The Guardian. In 2007, Mercurio published his second novel, Ascent, the story of a fictional Soviet fighter pilot and cosmonaut set against the background of the Korean War and the space race. Ascent was included in The Guardian's list of 1,000 novels everyone must read, and a graphic novelization, illustrated by Wesley Robbins, was published in 2011. Mercurio's most recent novel, American Adulterer, a fictionalization of President John F. Kennedy's infidelities, was published in 2009. Stalingrad, 1946. 20 million countrymen died in the Great Patriotic War, and his whole family were among them. His bare feet left footprints in the dirt as the men led him from the farm. Then they set the ruined buildings alight. What had been his life to this point vanished into smoke. Rain began to fall. The boy watched it puddle the dirt. It obliterated his footprints, and while he waited, the wheels of passing carts and trucks cut swathes in the muddy road. But in time, the rain also wiped these away. He travelled to the ruined city in a farm lorry, with his only possessions in a sack. From factories came the pounding of metal. The noise passed up from the earth like a groan. By the time they reached the orphanage, night had fallen. The other boys watched him being led into the mess hall. He was big for his age, so therefore a target. There was only time for a bowl of broth, then it was lights out. Frost glistened on the window panes, but the oil ration went to the factories, so the stoves at each end of the dormitory remained unlit. He was accustomed to the silence of the countryside, but in the city the pounding of machines continued through the night. There was so much to repair, so much to rebuild. As soon as he fell asleep, two of them held down his arms, while a third jumped on his chest and beat him about the face. The other boys expected him to cry himself to sleep, but he was done with crying. In the morning, blood stained his pillow. One of his teeth lay on the floor, and his sack was empty. At inspection, the warden paused at his bunk. "New boy?" He nodded. "Name?" "Yevgeny Mikhailovich Yeremin." "What's all this, then?" The other boys stared straight ahead. None would ever admit having seen or heard a thing. Yevgeny remained silent, so he was deprived of breakfast, and instead made to scrub his own sheets. That night they left him alone, but that was part of their game. They dragged another boy out of his bunk and battered him by the stove that was unlit for lack of oil, and Yevgeny curled up and tried to sleep. Being sent here was like being flung down a well. No one cared that it was cold and dark, and no one cared if he ever climbed out. Often the boys were made to work as unpaid labourers. A bank of mist and drizzle rolled off the Volga, making some of the boys stiffen in the cold. But Yevgeny kept on. He was strong. He was used to hard graft. There was soot in the air that made his spit turn black. The rest of the time they were given schoolwork. In the main, they were taught the history of the October Revolution and the facts proving that no nation had sacrificed more than theirs in the defeat of fascism. But they also practiced arithmetic, some trigonometry, sometimes a little algebra. They chanted multiplication tables. Babak chanted the loudest. He was the one who'd given Yevgeny his beating on the first night. When the teacher asked a question, no one's hand went up but his. This seemed to be the protocol, and though he often knew the answer, Yevgeny was wise enough to conform. Afterwards,
sample complete. Ready to continue?